I'll call to order this hearing of the Senate Housing Committee. We will call the roll to establish a quorum.
Senator Weiner.
Present.
Weiner, present. Morrell. Bates. Bates, present. Caballero. Caballero, present. Durazo. Durazo, present. McGuire. McGuire, present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock, present. Roth.
Here.
Roth, present. Skinner. Umberg.
Here.
Umberg, present. Witkowski.
Okay, we do have a quorum. And I want to start by giving a very special recognition because a miracle has happened here in the Senate Housing Committee that Senator McGuire is here when the hearing starts. That has never happened before, ever. And so he will not be winning the Mike McGuire Award for today's hearing, which we give to the person who arrives last. So welcome, Senator McGuire.
Where's the candy?
Next year. Oh, I think there are a few of those floating around in the Senate, yeah. So today we've convened this hearing, which should be a brief hearing, because we have a Senate bill back on concurrence, SB 182, by Senator Jackson. This is a 2910D candidate to consider amendments taken in the Assembly. The options for the committee today are to hold the bill in committee, to return the bill to the Senate floor with recommendation that the amendments be concurred in, to return the bill to the floor with the recommendation that the Assembly amendments not be concurred in, or to return the bill to the Senate floor without a recommendation. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the author, Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the opportunity to come before you to present this bill. It's a planning bill that establishes statewide protective standards for communities in fire risk areas. As you mentioned, the bill is here because there were amendments taken in the Assembly. The housing aspect of those amendments further elaborated the framework for how the RENA allocation process should consider the fire risk. There is some concern about those amendments, and as such, I would like to suggest that the committee consider moving the bill to the Senate floor so that it may be returned to the Assembly for further action, with the understanding that a working group will be convened with relevant parties and stakeholders, including, but not necessarily limited to, those from this committee and the Senate Governance and Finance Committee.
Thank you, Senator. And first of all, I want to just thank you for carrying this bill to address one of the most important issues facing our state around wildfires and how we should approach housing and wildfires and how they sort of interact with each other. This is a hard and difficult issue. You put a lot of work into this. And I am 100% confident that this bill will be amended in January, and we will all be supporting it and getting it signed and enacted quickly. And
from so your lips to God's ears.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Or the governor's ears, yes, more particularly.
So again, I want to publicly thank you for your leadership in this area. With that, we will, there's a, well, is there any support or opposition? Seeing none. Bring it back to the committee. We have a motion by Senator Roth. The motion would be, that the Assembly amendments be taken up for consideration. In other words, send it back to the floor. So that motion by Senator Roth. Any comments or questions, colleagues? Yes, Senator Witkowski.
I would just add that I think that it's imperative that we do something in this area. I understand the concern that the chairman has. The desirability of doing planning, especially in these high hazardous areas, is we've waited too long. We should have been doing this 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And as we enter another fire season, I'm concerned that a lot of localities are going to be making a lot of bad decisions because we haven't rung the bell that you can't do this any longer. So I applaud the efforts of both the chair and the author, and I wish that we were fully cooked, but I'm supporting everybody's efforts here.
Thank you, Senator Witkowski. And of course, the bill couldn't go into effect before January 1st. I believe that if we're able to put hopefully an urgency clause in January, push this through, it will be a very, very brief delay. But I fully agree with you, Senator, so thank you. Any other questions or comments? Senator McGuire.
Quick comments. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to both the author and the chair for working on this issue. It's critical. It is a really substantial bill, and appreciate the senator's leadership on this one. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the chair for his willingness to be able to work this through and be collaborative on this, and just want to acknowledge his hard work as well on all issues of housing, and appreciate the two of them really working this out. So it's really impressive, and just want to say thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, with that said, we do have a motion by Senator Roth, and we will call the roll.
This is Senate Bill 182 by Senator Jackson. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be taken up for consideration. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Morrell. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Durazo.
Aye.
Durazo, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
And is Morrell coming, you know? So I don't need to keep it open? Okay. Okay, the vote is 10 to nothing. The motion is passed, and we are adjourned. And colleagues, if I may just note, it's possible we are going to have another hearing of the Housing Committee later today on a separate bill if it comes back from the Assembly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.